Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the I Love Authorpreneurs campaign. Now let's introduce our host, Sharon C. Jenkins, the Master Communicator.
Hello, everyone. I'm loving that music. It makes me want to get up and dance. Remember, we're at a party. The I Love Authorpreneurs campaign is all about celebrating authorpreneurs. And for you out there who don't know what an entrepreneur is, shame on you! An entrepreneur is an author who actively practices the business side of writing. And I have the privilege of having my friend online today. Her name is Shelley Roth, and she is a social media maverick. Hey, Shelley.
Hello, Sharon. Glad to be here today.
Oh, we're so glad to have you here. For those of you who are just tuning in or just being made aware of our campaign, we are on a 14-day love fest, and we are reaching out and embracing authors because we want you to be successful in 2015. And that's why we have people like Shelley on board, who is a social media maverick. I mean, you know she knows it. Social media can be your friend. It can. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Shelley. She is the president of Springboard Social Media. She is a consultant, social media consultant, speaker, trainer, author, and constant contact master certified local expert. She is an entrepreneur and social media trainer, speaker, consultant, and author, helping individuals, organizations, and teams improve marketing effectiveness and sales results via social media. Again, welcome, Shelley.
Hey, Sharon, I'm really excited to be here because my authorpreneurship ride has been so much fun. So I'm excited to share what has happened in my world.
Again, glad that you're here. Now, give our listening audience a little snapshot of who you are and tell them about some of the books that you've written.
Okay. My background was education. I was a teacher, counselor, principal, tired of being poor, jumped into the school of sales, ended up selling lots of stuff, high-end software, and then realized when I got fired, I got kicked out of the nest. And I was always an entrepreneur, but I didn't know it, so that firing was really a blessing in disguise. And so I've had my business for 15 years, and in the last 8 years, as you mentioned, I've been doing social media training and speaking and consulting, and I've authored 2 books in the last 5 years, both on social media. The first one was called Get Real People, and it's all about why authenticity is so crucial when you're out there on social media, being your real self and not pretending to be somebody that you're not. As I call it, digital body language, is read by everybody. And the second book is Shedding Your Sales Shark, a little bit difficult to say, but it's how selling on social doesn't work. It's all about giving to grow. It's all about relationships and engaging. And so that's what my second book was about, building those relationships without selling.
So we've known each other for how many years?
Wow. I'm going to guess. You could correct me. I'm thinking we've known each other, for probably 7 or 8 years, because I think when I was just getting started with social media, we met. You were preaching at a church is what I remember.
Yes, I happen to do that sometimes. And you came and you helped us out, and I want to thank you for that. Talk to me a little bit, Shelley, about what you have experienced as an authorpreneur mastering the business side of writing.
You know, I guess I'm pretty blessed because I'm a business person, and the author came later in my journey. So I was always very disciplined about running a business and being profitable, but I was hired by somebody about 6 years ago to help, and I put this in quotes, to help get their book to number one on Amazon and sell 10,000 books in a 12-hour period. And it was like an amazing lesson in how when you go in and you author a book, if your expectation is you're going to sell 10,000 books in one day, that's the wrong expectation. I just learned a lot. And from there, when I authored my books, I realized that depending on what your book is, my books were back of the room books where I use them to help sell books after I do a topic or a speaking engagement. But it's a misnomer to think that if you author a book, it's going to be number one. Not to hold that in your consciousness. I would love for everybody's book to do that, but realistically, that's a tough one. So, did I answer your question?
Oh, absolutely. I think sometimes we get caught up in that I'm special syndrome. And yes, everybody is special. We all have our exceptionality. But you have to really fight to be the king of the hill in the literary industry. It's not something that just happens overnight. And a lot of times, authors, once they finish that manuscript, because it takes a lot of courage to do it in the first place, and it's a lot of work to get it done, as you know. But actually, when you put that last word on that last page, your work has just begun.
That's so true. I mean, gosh, that is so true. Writing the book was the easy part. Yeah, getting it out there and going through the manuscript so many times and reviewing it and crossing the T's and dotting the I's and making sure the spelling and the formatting and then of course after that the marketing is crucial. I mean, if you build it, they will not come. If you write it, they're not coming. You've got to market it. You've got to market yourself.
You literally have to become a celebrity.
Yeah, you need to be a celebrity for sure. You've got to put it out there. And, you know, it's funny, when you have a book in your hand and you've authored a book, it's amazing how people's perception of you shifts. And, I was the same person from day one to day two, in between not having a book and having a book. But for some odd reason, people just look at you differently when you are a published book author.
So, talk to me a little bit about your definition of entrepreneurship.
Well, I call myself a solopreneur in that I have a business. It's just me. I have administrators that help me and hire other people for different things, but I don't have any employees. And an entrepreneur is just like a solopreneur. However, defining an entrepreneur, it's somebody who's writing a book, who's written a book or in the process of writing a book, and wants to market that product. Whether that the book is the product in and of itself, or that product leads to speaking engagements or training, you are an entrepreneur. You have to learn how to run the ship. You have to do all the things necessary to run a business, and also you are a book publisher. So just as a solopreneur has to be an accountant, has to be an admin, has to be a marketeer, a salesperson, an accounting department, an entrepreneur has to do all the same, plus write the book.
So let's talk a little bit about the social media tips for authors. Let's focus first on LinkedIn. How can an author use LinkedIn to promote their book?
LinkedIn, known as the Professionals Network, is probably my favorite social network because it's very easy to understand LinkedIn. As an author, you can go on LinkedIn with your personal LinkedIn account and do several things to get the word out there about you. The first thing you can do, of course, is have your profiles written in such a way that when I look at your personal profile on LinkedIn, your bumper sticker, as I call it, what is under your name, defines you as an author. And you want to put keywords in there. Because when you use search inside of LinkedIn, LinkedIn looks at that bumper sticker under your name, and they also look at your summary, your profile summary. So both in the bumper sticker keywords and in the summary keywords of what you are doing, in the first person, not she and not they, but I am an author. My book is about keywords, keywords. So those are two areas you want to make sure you publicize what you're doing. Now, when you have a little pencil, you know how on Sharon on LinkedIn, when you do a status update, in that share and update, you'll see a little pencil in there. If you have that pencil, they've just been rolling this out the last couple months, you can actually publish a post that's open to all of the LinkedIn community to read. So if you have a book, you may want to share snippets from the book as under the publish feature. Because once you're published, you're basically writing a blog inside of LinkedIn for the 340 million people to search on and find you. Not a lot of people realize they can publish on LinkedIn. You want to ask anything or you want me to keep going?
Actually, that's something that I learned last year. And I want to tell my listening audience that it works wonders in regards to expanding your footprint. So kudos for suggesting that. That's like money in the bank. You can go on now, Shelley.
Thank you. So when you publish, it's really cool because more people will see your content and it gives you more credibility out there. And remember, Google searches LinkedIn. They search all the social networks, LinkedIn included. Now, the second thing you can do on LinkedIn to really help you get the word out is to join groups of either like-minded people, other authors, or you can join groups where you think your book and your brand would have a place. I'm not suggesting you join a group to go sell. I'm suggesting you join a group to add value. So if you join an authorpreneurship group, if there is such a thing, Sharon, you probably know of all the groups out there, you want to jump in and start a conversation or contribute to an existing conversation to start getting your brand recognized as a thought leader. Sharon, what's a good group? Let me go to your LinkedIn profile and see what you have going on.
I like Business Women That Rock, but my profile has not only authors groups but also business groups, because there is an authorpreneur is both an author and a business person. Also, Women Who Write, I Author Nation. Those are all groups on LinkedIn that I use.
So one of the tips on groups, before you join any group, it might look like the perfect group, but if people aren't talking and contributing and it's flatlining, you're wasting your time and energy to contribute. So I'll give everybody a tip. When you go search for a group on LinkedIn, it used to be there was a little eye up in the right-hand corner, and now they just started changing it to a little cog, like a little cogwheel. I'm going to go to one of my groups here just to make sure they haven't changed it again since the last time, which was just last week. But if you click on that little cog wheel, it'll open up a whole section of information about the group. And one of the things is the about section of the group. Under group statistics, make sure you see discussions happening and activity in the group before you invest your time in engaging in the group. That's probably the biggest tip I can give you before you even join that group, is to make sure that you investigate the information about the group, not just how many are in it, but how many are talking in it, how many are contributing. Because if you are a top contributor, your little picture is going to show up at the very top of that group for as long as you stay a top contributor. It's kind of a moving thing, a moving average. So that's a really good tip on how to use LinkedIn groups to brand yourself and your book.
And you know what, Shelley? Another good tip, if you don't mind me chiming in.
No, please do.
Don't just be a member of a group and once you become a member, you just keep sending stuff or keep posting without checking back every now and then, because there is a way you can post in the group and you never have to go to the group, but periodically check to see if the activity has increased or decreased so that you will know that you're making a content investment in a place where you can reap a content harvest.
Absolutely, absolutely true. And the other thing is, don't forget that on LinkedIn, you can have a company page, a free company page, and you can use that company page as your book title if you want. You can call the book your company, or you can set up your company and have a showcase page under the company, and each showcase page can be one of your books.
I love that
idea. The showcase page is yeah, like products and services or showcase pages, they're just like a business page. But the business page, the main page is the parent, and the showcase page is like the stepchild under the parent page.
Hmm. Okay, that's another nugget.
Yeah.
That is another nugget. So talk to me a little bit about Facebook. What tips do you give authors who are promoting their books on Facebook?
You know, when I did my two books after doing that one woman who hired me to help her get to number one in 12 hours and sell 10,000 copies, I learned a lot in a short amount of time. And anyone that's new out there and decides, you know, I'd really like to have my book top 10 on Amazon in a 24-hour period. Remember, it's a moving target. But I took both my books and they were in the top 10. My first was number 6 and my next was number 3. How we did that, Facebook was a big part of that. We had lots of events, including Blog Talk Radio, like we're on right now, going on in that day. It was like a 12-hour day. We on Facebook, we had live chat for a two-hour period where we invited, of course, we did marketing of all this before the day because we wanted to make sure people showed up. And sure enough, we'd have people come and go in that two-hour live chat on Facebook, and we gave away books during that time, gave away whatever we gave away, had people talking. It was great fun. On Facebook, too, there's an application called 22 Social, and it's a third-party app, and it basically uses Google Plus Hangouts. And Hangouts are a video chat, if you will. But the video chat takes place on Facebook, which is where all the action is. You could do a Hangout on Google Plus, but if you really want more action, it would be my suggestion to use 22 Social on Facebook to do a Google Hangout right on Facebook. Facebook is an interesting animal these days. Basically, you have to be really, really good at, as Sharon said earlier, it's not about pushing content. Anybody can push a button and share somebody's content. It's about engaging with people either through the content you're sharing or through pictures or videos or whatever content you're sharing. So likes, comments, and shares are hugely important. And pay-to-play is what you have to do on Facebook these days on your business page because they're just not serving up our stuff to the same people they used to, the same amount of people. Less than 1% of the people that like your business page actually see what you are posting because of this new algorithm they're using. So either get great at being engaging through likes, comments, and shares, and or have a budget of $30 a month that you're going to use for promotion on Facebook.
Actually, that's what I'm doing now with the I Love Authorpreneurs campaign. I agree with you. You are going to have to pay to play. And it saves you time because they are actually going out based on who you target. They are actually going out and finding these people for you if they're not already connected to you and their followers. So I think it's a win-win situation. What do you think, Shelley?
Well, I think it's necessary, and I think, you know, the days of not paying Facebook, everybody's kind of up in arms. But guess what? We've been having this free marketing tool for how long now? 8 years? And they're public. They have shareholders to answer to. So it's the cheapest way to advertise out there. You're not going to get on TV or have a print ad for what you can use on Facebook. You know, you can pay a dollar a day and have some promotion going on. And as Sharon suggested, it can be very, very targeted down to people's interests, reading being an interest, or business, or social media, or cooking, or whatever it is. You can target the right audience and spend very little to get exposure.
So what other tips do you have about Facebook?
I think with Facebook, you really have to think of a way to engage. I keep saying that word, but that is absolutely the secret sauce on all these social networks. For example, I use my Facebook business page as a customer service support desk, if you will. If someone has a question on social media, they can go to my Facebook page. And the easiest way to get there, by the way, is Shelley Roth with an E-Y, shelleyroth.com. And then click on the Facebook icon. You'll go to my business page. And you can ask any questions that you want on social media or on email marketing. So I use my Facebook business page as a give to grow, a way to give back to the community that supports me. So as an author, whatever your specialty is, what a great way to engage with people on your page by helping them with questions that are frequently asked. And you need to post. You need to get on your Facebook page and at least daily, once or twice a day. You know, you don't want to do it because you have to. You want to do it because you want to. Big difference. And you want to share something and invite conversation. And it doesn't always have to be about business. Facebook's fun. Facebook's, you know, everyone's talking about everything. And you can do that on your business page on Facebook. You can spend 50% of your time just engaging, talking to me about the NBA All-Star game last night, or, you know, whatever it is to get engagement and get to know people better. You can have much more fun using Facebook than most other social media platforms.
So what about the authors group on Facebook? Is it good to join those?
You know, there are groups that are very active on Facebook, and I do not belong. Is there an authors group specifically, Sharon?
Actually, there's tons of them. So it just depends on genre. And also your target audience. One of the things, Shelley, that I've learned to do is to look for those book clubs that like your genre on Facebook. That's a great way to promote your book on Facebook.
What's an example of a genre that you found a group for?
Well, remember, I'm business. So I write mostly nonfiction. So I'm more so in business groups than
okay.
I am in book clubs, simply because I don't write fiction. But if you're a fiction writer and you were, let's say, you are courting readers, there are tons of book clubs on Facebook.
Yeah, and I'm on the same side you are with the business side. So, yeah, there's tons of groups. I think the key with groups, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn or anywhere, make sure they're active. Make sure there's conversation. Make sure there aren't a lot of spammers just trying to sell you something. And if you can start your very own group. There's no reason why once your book is out there, you don't have a private group. You can have an absolutely private group for only those people that you invite to be on your group. Now, granted, it does take work to manage it, but what a great way to have people come in if your book is a nonfiction and you want conversation, or even if it's fiction and you want people to be talking about it internally, you can have that private group on Facebook, as well as a company page or a business page on the book to promote it.
That's great advice. That is really great advice. So what's your current project?
My current project is my third book. Don't have the title yet, but Sharon was involved with us over the last 9 months of 2014. We had a Google Hangout every month and where we shared a conscious business practice amongst the small business owner panel, video panel that we had on the Hangout. And a lot of great information was shared with how businesses can go from just worrying about the bottom line being the dollar and incorporate other important assets that can be measurable. So, for example, one of the conscious practices that were discussed that Sharon was involved with is Give to Grow. So each of those conscious practices will be in a chapter of the book. We're currently interviewing companies that are actually living these practices. So we'll have in the book not only the participants like Sharon and about 10 other people in there, but also businesses we're interviewing that are running their businesses outside of just making money and thinking about other assets, including time for employees, health, taking care of your health, giving to the community, all of those great things that are so very important for our world to be harmonious.
Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, you're also one of the contributors in Will the Real Authorpreneur Please Stand Up? So that's going to be released on February the 28th. It's a compilation of inspirational stories from real entrepreneurs, R-E-A-L. We've got this reality phenomenal going on, so why not write a book about real entrepreneurs? What you got to say about that, Shelley?
Well, that was the name of my first book 5 years ago, Get Real, People, How to Use Real Relationships. You know, so that's funny. That's the word, the authenticity, real. And I bought my book already. I know that. I can't wait to read it.
Well, you'll have it soon. You'll have it very soon. So if people want to contact you, Shelley, what's the best way to do it?
The best way is to just go to shelleyroth.com, shelleyroth.com, and you'll see a bunch of little images, icons that you can click on to get a hold of me. And don't forget, authors, you need to do email marketing. We didn't even talk about that, but it's very important to gather your contacts, grow that contact list, and control your destiny with who you're marketing to.
I agree wholeheartedly. We're going to have you on again to talk specifically about email marketing. I promise
we'd love
you
to.
We'll do that in the very near future.
Would love it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Shelley. We're on the countdown for the close of the show. And again, I just want to thank you for being my guest today. Listening audience, Shelley is a wealth of information. Make sure you make a connection with her. I just love her heart. She looks beyond the walls of her business, and she finds what she can do to help others. And I really appreciate you being my friend, Shelley.
Sharon, I love you. I will talk to y'all later. Thanks
All
for
right.
having me.
Love you, too. Goodbye, everyone. If you're interested in registering for the I Love Authorpreneur campaign, so that you can get notification as to who's next. What I'd like you to do is to go to our Facebook page, I Love Authorpreneurs, and you can register. There's a link there that will take you to our registration page. We have enjoyed our time with you, and there's much more to come. This evening, we actually have an interview with Rashonda Tate Billingsley, and my co-host tonight is Dr. Renee Sundy. You don't want to miss it. All three of these sister girls are going to have a great conversation. I look forward to connecting with you then. Have a good evening or afternoon. It is afternoon. Have a good afternoon, and we will be talking with you later. Bye-bye.